The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 30 new COVID-19 cases and one death in its latest update published September 16. A Barry man between 45 and 64 years old died on September 14 after contracting COVID-19. This is the first COVID death reported in the region since August 15. Included in the new cases are 19 unvaccinated individuals, one partially vaccinated person, and 8 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported today are as follows: Barry, 8, 5 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 3 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 1 case is listed as close contact. 4 cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 3, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. All 3 cases are under investigation. Bradford, 10, 2 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, and 7 cases are still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 2, 2 youth under 17 years old. Both cases are linked to close contact. Orillia, 2, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact, and 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link. Issa, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 4, 1 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 3 cases are linked to close contact and 1 is still under investigation. There are currently 234 active cases in the region. 13 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,275 cases of COVID-19 with 12,784 of those cases recovered and 257 cases ending in death. The health unit has confirmed 5,800 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 173 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,007 alpha cases, 168 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 930 delta cases, and 661 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. According to the health unit, 76.8% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and 83.5% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Approximately 26.6% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 67.5% is fully vaccinated. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on September 16. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 220,212 the 2nd of September 14 1,856 61.1% Barry 4,382 4, 204,122 the 3rd of September 15 2,856 76.4% Bradford WG 2,179 2,108 38 the 1st of September 15 4,992 73.7% Clearview 143 137 5 September 7, 951 70.3%, Collingwood 259,251 the 3rd of September 14 1050 86%, ESA 540,515 4 the 1st of September 15 2240 78.3%, Innisfil 1306 1271 18 the 2nd of September 15 3175 70.2%, Midland 212,200 the 6th of September 14 1158 80.8%, New Tecumseth 1592 1546 18 the 3rd of September 15 3760 73.3%, Orillia 353,335 the 8th of September 15 1044 83.4%, Oro Medant 244,230 the 5th of September 15 1046 88.4%, Penetanguishene 207,196 the 8th of September 14 2148 83.7%, Remara 119,113 the 1st of September 11 1138 65%, Severn 9188 3 September 3rd 607 60.2%, Springwater 307,299 2 the 1st of September 13 1432 84.1%, Tay 126 122 2 September 9th 1123 83.2%, Tiny 139,135 the 2nd of September 12 1036 71.8%, Wasaga Beach 300,288 5 the 2nd of September 14 1266 78.9%, Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.